21-16, UNC, 6:22 to play, first half. Smoots to the left side, the freshman from Sacramento, facing a double team, now off the dribble, stops, throws it to Edwards, top of the key, falls nearly with the steal, but Edwards recovers and throws to Harris, who's going to drive around the defender, get to the rim and lay it in. He got Vasquez on his back and is able to drive it home. 23-16 UNC. Now 5:55 to play, first half. Vasquez with a bounce pass to the left elbow for Owens. Owens faced up by Hume, tries to drive past him, stripped of the ball and a foul. They'll call it on Harris, his second. And it means two shots for Kyle Owens. Time for a Taco John's of Greeley giveaway. Be the first caller at 353-1310, and you'll win a $10 gift certificate for delicious Taco John's food. And a reminder that coming up tomorrow from 5 until 8, Taco John's at 2508 11th Avenue in Greeley hosts a fundraiser to support District 6 in conjunction with UNC's Collections for Classroom efforts. Free throw by Owens, missed. He'll look at the second one here and let fly, converting it. At the stoppage, Samuelson back in, replacing Vasquez. UNC working with Hume, handling on the high left. McCobb just back onto the floor, goes back to Hume, who's going to drive all the way in, throw it onto the wing for Smoots near side. 15 on the shot clock as it goes high post to Edwards. Shovels it back off to Johnson. Johnson backing down the defender, put up the shot off the front iron and the rebound to Samuelson. 23-17, UNC by 6, 5:15 in the half. Underneath drive and a reverse lay-in by Carter Hollinger from the near corner as he slipped underneath Edwards in the paint. 5:05 first half, the Bear lead at 4. Smoots touching up the shoes as he now works with the dribble. Driving on, falls, mishandled it, lost it. And it's taken away by the Grizz. Manuel the other way. Stops at the free throw line. He's passed back out high, stolen by McCobb. McCobb all the way to the other end with a left-handed lay-in. Puts it in. Opportunity in the open court for Rod. Turns it to 25-19. 4:35 to play first half. The Bear lead again 6 as UNC has hit 4 of its last 5 from the field. Falls to the left side off the dribble, stops and throws it into the corner. Three ball on the way and no good. Rebound picked off by Samuelson off the Carter Hollinger miss. He's able to lay it back in. The Grizz are out-rebounding UNC 12-8 thus far. Part of that is because the Bears are shooting so well. All of their rebounds have come on the defensive end. Smoots giving the ball out high to Hume. He got undercut by Falls and loses it. 4:03 first half. Montana again to within 4. Here comes Maston in for Smoots. As Radabaugh continues to ride the bench with 2 fouls, so does Saeed Pridgett for Montana. The Bear lead 4. Big possession here for the Grizz. As the teams, by the way, have combined for 11 turnovers thus far. Falls out high. 3 ball. Short. Rebounded by Edwards. He'll give it off to Johnson. Matt matched up by his numerical counterpart, stops, gets the ball to Edwards. Edwards free throw line looking for help, has Maston curling out to the right wing to take it and sets up top of the key. Maston again back to the wing, now attacks against Timmy Falls, lays it up with the left hand and misses. Rebounded by Samuelson. Falls speeding into the forecourt, Maston intercepts him near the 3-point line. Manuel calling for help out high, moves to the angle left. Bounces the ball to Samuelson. Spins on Hume. Double-teamed low. Hook shot goes. The senior from Billings with 3:09 remaining first half cuts UNC's advantage down to 2. Timeout, UNC. On the Baker team at Sears Real Estate scoreboard, it's Northern Colorado 25, Montana 23. This game break brought to you by Allstate and the Chris Musa Agency. You're listening to Bears Basketball on 1310 KFKA. 32-27. UNC's lead 5 with 19:05 to play. The Bears trying to win in Missoula for a second straight year. Radabaugh on the high right wing, covered by Falls, has Harris coming out to take the ball. Instead, slashes it to the other wing for Hume. Now it's back into Radabaugh's hands. Shot clock down to 10. Radabaugh's going to drive on Manuel. Lays it off the window, no good. The rebound to Montana. Manuel quickly ahead to Pridgett. Pridgett trying to drive on Hume, just pushes him out of the way, throws it back out top. Three ball for Samuelson. Crawls away, no good. Pridgett rips it away from Hume. Pridgett bodying his way in. Now a fadeaway. Good. ...32-29. Back-to-back buckets by Montana with 18:20 remaining. Radabaugh to the near side. Feeds it to Johnson. Gets it right back from him. The Bears have just one three-point make tonight. Bounce pass to Edwards. Working against Samuelson. Hands it back off to Radabaugh. Radabaugh, defended this time by Carter Hollinger, is going to go inside, bodies him down, fadeaway jumper, good! Anything you can do, I can do better between the MVP candidates right there. 34-29, 17-50 and counting. Second half tonight in Missoula. Falls, giving the basketball to Pridgett. He's going to drive down the paint against Johnson. Missed it. It spins into Radabaugh's hands off the iron. Radabaugh through traffic to the forecourt for Harris near wing. Quickly covered by Manuel. Forces the ball back out high to Radabaugh. Radabaugh angling to the left. Radabaugh trying to make a move on the freshman Carter Hollinger. Driving low, gets bumped and fouled driving for the shot. First foul of the night on Carter Hollinger, who winces in agony at being called for it. First of the half committed by the Grizzlies with 17:24 remaining. Radabaugh to go to the free throw line to shoot two, a 79% free throw shooter on the campaign. Put up 18 points in the first meeting, 7 assists, 4 rebounds in the UNC win in Greeley. And he cashes in the first free throw here. McCobb will replace Hume. With 17:24 to play. Radabaugh giving the basketball for the second look at it. Spins the ball on his left hand, puts it with the right, and that one is right down the chute. 36-29, the lead again at 7, just after the Grizz had cut it to 4. Pridgett, working top of the key, gets a screen, tries to attack low, gets all the way in underneath and gets fouled from behind by Edwards. Now Pridgett with 10 in the ball game, the foul on Kai, his first, and team foul number 2. Pridgett looking to finish off the and one opportunity. Double figures in every game this season. In fact, had gone back 41 games before being limited to 8 points the other night at Northern Arizona in the loss. He misfires the free throw and the rebound to the Bears. 36-31 UNC, 17:05 to go. Radabaugh working with the dribble straight away. Shot clock at 18 as he feeds Edwards, takes it right back from him. Now off the screen, slips it to Edwards, driving low, layup no good, but he's fouled. Bumped by Samuelson on the drive. Third of the ball game on the senior from Billings. Edwards cashed in his first 2 attempts at the line tonight. And has pushed himself to number 9 all-time rebounding at UNC. Lets the free throw fly and puts it on the money. Kyle Owens will replace Jared Samuelson for Montana. So the Grizzlies with a pair of true freshmen out there in the mix. Both Owens and Carter Hollinger. Second one goes for Edwards. 38-31. 16:50 remains in the ball game as the Bears again boost the lead to 7. Pridgett directing traffic. Moves to the top of the key. Looking to drive on McCobb. Shovels the ball off to Carter Hollinger. He'll spin low and get it to go off the iron and in. Just does squeeze over the iron and go instead of trickling into Edwards' hands as a rebound. 38-33, 16-25 and counting. Johnson out top. Matt will find Harris deep on the floor right side. Shot clock at 13 as he faces a double team. Gets the ball to Edwards. Edwards looking for help. Johnson takes the ball from him. Moving to the free throw line right. Shot clock is down to 4. Johnson trying to shake, falls. Jump back 3. In and out, no good. As the Bears are 1 of 5 from beyond the arc tonight. The rebound to Montana. And it's Pridgett to again bring it into the forecourt. Trying to cut into a 5-point deficit. Pridgett spinning into the paint. Bounces to Carter Hollinger. He'll throw it back out high post. And Pridgett gets held out there by Radabaugh. Check that. They'll call the foul on Johnson on help defense. His first and team foul number 2 of the half. 15:50 remains in the ballgame. Timeout in Missoula. Much like we were at halftime, UNC on top by 5. 38-33 on the Baker team at Sears Real Estate Scoreboard. This game break brought to you by Allstate and the Chris Musa Agency. You're listening to UNC Bears Basketball on 1310 KFKA. 15:50 remaining second half at Dahlberg Arena in Montana. Troy Coverdale back with you in our Mark Larson State Farm Insurance broadcast location. The Bears leading Montana by 5, 38-33. Utah 3 of 5 to begin the half. UNC 2 of 5 to begin the half. The Bears, though, have cashed in all 4 free throws that they have attempted, and we may see a lot down the stretch here. 7 free throws attempted between the two teams combined already in the half. 20 on the shot clock for Montana. Kor Jokić replaces Kai Edwards for UNC. Balls will inbound for the Grizz, getting the ball into Pridgett. Resuming action after the Johnson foul. Pridgett with a step back off a screen. Rattles a 3 down. Just his 12th three-point make of the season. Cuts UNC's lead in half. 38-35. 15 and a half to go. Jokić to the near corner. McCobb returns the ball to him. Jokić off the dribble at the point, looking for help. Gets the ball to Radabaugh. Radabaugh trying to shake, falls as he moves into the paint. Fadeaway jumper off the back iron. Rebound poked loose, captured on the baseline by Carter Hollinger. Pridgett will again be the man to bring it into the forecourt for the Grizz. With 15:05 to play, starts his move down the right side of the paint. Working on Radabaugh. Bounces the ball back out to the sideline, and it split the difference between Owens and Carter Hollinger. 7th turnover of the night for the Grizz. Sam Mastin checks in. Trent Harris to the UNC bench with 15:02 to play. That's the type of play, though, that we have seen all night tonight. Once the Grizz get back to within 3 or 4, they are unable to push any closer. Either a mistake or a missed shot, and the Bears get a defensive stop. Radabaugh on the high left. Feeds it to McCobb. Straight on look for 3. Rattles off to the right. No good. Manuel with the rebound. 14:45 to play. The Bear lead at 3. Pridgett will give the basketball to Manuel. Manuel moving right. Fires and comes off the iron with a shot that's no good. It's picked up in the corner, though, by Carter Hollinger. Pridgett sends the ball to the perimeter. Falls has it. Top of the key. Falls with 10 on the shot clock, trying to attack inside. Throws to the corner, and a 3 that's good to tie it with 14:15 remaining. Carter Hollinger buries the first Grizz 3 of the night in 8 attempts. UNC takes the timeout with 14:13 remaining. We're tied at 38 on the Baker team at Sears Real Estate Scoreboard. This game break brought to you by Allstate and the Chris Musa Agency. You're listening to Bears Basketball on 1310 KFKA. Gary Carter Hollinger's three-pointer puts the Grizz back even with UNC, the 4th tie of the ball game tonight. But this one comes as part of a 7-0 run, as the Bears have been in a drought of over 2.5 minutes. Montana has come out and hit 4 of its last 5 after struggling shooting the ball in the first half at just 39%. UNC with possession out of the timeout. McCobb will be the inbounder. Neither team changing things up at the stoppage. as the inbound is taken by Maston, and we are back underway. Sam's parents on hand tonight for this one. Radovac giving the basketball, top of the key. Weaves a bounce pass down the paint to Jokic. Against a double team, gets called for a travel. Trying to make a turn, Pridgett over on help side defense. Got his hands on the ball, and it forces the turnover. The ninth of the night on UNC. Montana, though, has not taken advantage of bare turnovers tonight. They have just 2 points off turnovers. They could change that on this possession. Falls down the paint right side, stomps off the paint, and feeds the ball back out to the perimeter. His Manuel inside, throwing it to the corner. Owens has it for a jumper inside the paint, and Montana's got its first lead of the night. 13:35 to play. 40-38. Montana now by two. Heumann Harris will check in at the next chance. McComb off the left block. Brings it back out high post and beyond. Setting up straight away. Makes a drive against Pridgett down the right side. Trying to spin on him. Looks for help. Had it poked away by Pridgett out of bounds. McComb will check out. With eight on the shot clock, Hume replaces him. Harris checks in place of Matt Johnson. Mentioning the three a moment ago that tied the game is the first of the night made by the Grizz. The Bears are just one of six. Here's Radovac at the left elbow. Back out Hume. Deep three. Got it! UNC back out by a nose. 41-40 with 13:05 to play. Falls breaks half court on the dribble. Works towards his left and gets the ball back to Pridgett. Pridgett against Radovac, bodies him down, lays it in. After the offensive foul fest that was called in the first half, nothing on that play. As Montana goes up one, 42-41. 12:40 to play in the ball game. Jokic feeding the ball to Radovac, who's defended by Falls. Now it's Pridgett on a switch working with him. Radovac with 10 on the shot clock from the near wing. Jokic tries to set the screen. On the switch, it's Owens against Radovac. Three ball. Good! Step back in front of his own bench. Step back, want to dance with myself. 44-42 UNC. 12:15 to go. Falls to the left. Stops at the elbow. Throws from Pridgett, top of the key. It crawls off. Rebound knocked loose by Jokic. And it's Hume away with the basketball. Quickly feeding it ahead to Radovac. Jonah between the arcs. Bouncing it for Jokic. It's kicked away by Falls, recovered by Core. Gets it to Harris as he is bodied down, driving to the rim by Falls. Second foul of the night on Falls with 11:56 remaining. UNC into the timeout by two. 44-42 on the Baker team at Sears Real Estate Scoreboard. This game break brought to you by Allstate and the Chris Musa Agency. You're listening to Bears Basketball on 1310 KFKA.